Before we get there, though, time to chat with one man you hear on Racing Pulse a fair bit on the verdict, Michael Lynch, but we're talking to him in his role as the football writer for The Age this morning. Lynchy, good morning and welcome to RSN 927 on Summer Breakfast.
Yes, indeed. Good morning. And I have two hats on today, one racing, one football, and I'm also on a train. So if your listeners hear a few announcements, I'm somewhere on the Hurstbridge line.
That's what I'd say, Heading Lynchy. That'd be the Hurstbridge line. That'd be the Hurstbridge line, Lynchy, going well this morning.
That would be the Hurstbridge line. Now, heading into the studio.
We want to start, first of all, on Alan Stadjic. This was a sensational development over the weekend on Saturday when it was announced that his contract was to be terminated immediately, sacked literally 5 months out from a World Cup. Did we ever see this coming?
No. I don't think anybody did at all. It was quite extraordinary, as has been the fallout and the response in the ensuing 48 hours. You've got the FFA had, at the behest of the PFA, the Players' Union, been asked to do a number of reports into all the national teams, actually, not just the Matildas, about the way they were being run and the how they were operating and the culture and all the rest of it. The FFA decided to make the Matildas first cab off the rank. They conducted their own confidential surveys, also brought in an outside group called Our Watch, which is an organisation that lobbies against violence for women, against women and children. So that's the sort of background to it. The confidential survey produced what the FFA say are alarming, is alarming evidence of an unwarranted and unwanted culture, the sort of workplace environment that, you know, they certainly didn't envisage and don't want for the Matildas, and essentially decided that because Alan Stadjic was the man at the top of the pyramid and presiding over the whole operation, he had to go. What's strange about this is that there had been no inkling, certainly in the public domain, from any of the players or any leaks, and you know, you've all worked in sport and been involved in sport a long time too. These things just get out, don't they? Even if they're not written about or spoken about on the radio, people tend to know about them because they get discussed. Yet, you know, very few of us had heard any of this sort of stuff. So they presented Alan Stadjic with the findings, I believe, on Friday and told him there was no way back, and that he was going to have to go. Now, what's happened subsequently is quite extraordinary. A lot of people were happy to talk off the record. Firstly, they held a press conference in Sydney, which David Gallop and Chris Nicu, the chairman and CEO of the FFA, both coincidentally of whom are lawyers, were very lawyerly in the way they talked around the issues. They made no explicit examples of the so-called toxic culture. They said they couldn't go into any detail and wouldn't go into any detail. There were a number of people involved with the Matildas, you know, or who had dealt with the camp, who did talk off the record, didn't want to go public, didn't want to be named, alleging a culture of bullying and a mental disintegration, and that Stadjic pushed his charges to the limit, physically and mentally. Then, equally extraordinarily, a large number of established and star Matildas players, with the biggest star of all, Sam Kerr, coming out yesterday in favour of the coach. You know, Twitter's the kind of town centre megaphone these days, isn't it? And I think nearly a dozen of the golden generation of Matildas have come out in support of the coach and said how shocked they are and stunned they are and disappointed he won't be leading them to the World Cup in France. So whether that's indicative of schisms and separations within the camp, or whether it's just the natural reaction from a bunch of players who've been led to the greatest successes of their careers by this coach remains to be seen. I mean, there's no doubt Stadjic has had a much better record than any previous Matildas coach. Now, the players convene in Sydney today for a two-day camp. I believe David Gallop is going to address them. And, you know, we'll just wait to see what comes out of this. But it looks as if it's a murky kind of situation. There's a lot of politics, it would appear, involved, given the schismatic kind of responses from the Stars. Others have kept silent. There's a lot of debate, speculation about a push for a woman to be in charge, or will they go for a more high-profile man who's had success with women in the past? So it's an ongoing story, this one.
It is, Lynchy. Murky, as you said, is the word, and so has been the explanation from the FFA. Have they bungled it, and do you expect some legal action to come in this regard? And how do the shell-shocked Matildas come back from this? They've been a pretty resilient group all the way through, but how do you come back from this?
Well, I mean, they come back from it in the manner in which all sports people do. I mean, you know, most teams, in the end, the players play for themselves first, for their teammates and the club. I mean, you know, very few people collapse into their shells and stop playing when a coach gets dismissed, do they? In the end, you know, they're professionals and they'll play for themselves. I think what will be interesting is the Matildas are the darlings of the Australian sports landscape, or certainly one of them. And, you know, their profile was so high and there was so much positivity around them. I just wonder now, will this sort of, you know, affect the way that they are seen by the general public, or more perhaps by sponsors or marketing people? I mean, that remains to be seen. I think the players, in the end, they want to play football, so they will come together and play. But it's clearly a disruptive thing. Mm. 5 months out from a major tournament. I mean, you know, new coach comes in, and we've got a back page story today saying, you know, Joe Montemuro, the former Melbourne City women's coach who led them to their title in the inaugural year. His name is Pep Montemuro. Joe is now in charge of Arsenal in the Women's League in England. And he is, would have thought he'd probably be the top target. But if Joe comes in, is he going to want to change the style that the team plays in? Is he going to have different ideas about people who were regulars, who may no longer be regulars under him? You know, it's the sort of disruption no team probably needs. Leading up to a crucial tournament in which, you know, the Matildas are not favourites to win the World Cup. I think people in this country do need to get a little bit of a dose of realism about them. But they are very good. They're top six in the world, top eight in the world. Reaching the quarter final, I think, would be a minimum expectation for this group. So while they're not favourites to win it, they are certainly expected to be in there when the whips are cracking. So a lot of expectation on whoever comes in as well.
No doubt about that. Lynchy, thanks for your time this morning on RSN 927. We'll see you in here in about an hour's time.
Yeah, and no station announcements, I hope. And
no.
And we haven't gone through the tunnel near Collingwood yet.
Oh, well done.
Have a safe trip, Lynchy.